will open up the Woodbury City Council meeting. Today's June 12th, and we will open this up at 5:30 p.m. Thank you all so much for being here, visitors, staff, council. Appreciate it. The first item on our agenda this evening is our invocation, and I've asked Pastor Cindy Abbey from Crossroads Fellowship if she wouldn't mind leading us in the invocation. So, Pastor Abbey, yeah, if you wouldn't mind coming up here. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for all you do for the city. And
appreciate it. We look forward to having y'all for the 4th of July parade.
Yes, yeah.
It's around the corner. An important parking lot.
Thanks for letting us use your parking lot all these years.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we just come to you in humble hearts and attitudes that this is a group of people in a room who serve, and that is the epitome, God, of who you were as you came to serve us. I pray that you would just give blessings in their endeavors tonight as they discuss and talk about and look for things that allow them to serve this community better. We thank you for the partnerships that they create and that we enjoy and that we get to be a part of. God, I pray that you give them wisdom and that you help them see beyond just personal thoughts and ideas, but God, they would come together as a group of men and women unified for the greater purpose of Woodway community. And God, I thank you that in our serving and that service ability that we each have in our own callings, God, that we would remember where we came from, who created us, and the beauty and the opportunities that we have come from you. And may we never forget that, Jesus. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Abby. Wonderful. Item number two is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Moving on to items related to the proposed 23-24 annual budget and proposed 23 ad valorem tax rate. Item number three is the introduction of the proposed 23-24 annual budget. Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What we have before you is your proposed budget from the staff to you. It looks a little bit different to you. It's a different form. It's binding, but it's the same information you've been getting annually. It's just we've upgraded the technology and the capabilities of presenting it to you, and so it's more color friendly and things like that, but basically the same information. The charter requires that I give it to you before August 1st, and since we're going into budget workshops next month, This is the best time to get it to you, to give you time to look over it and come up with your ideas and your plans and your strategy, because you are the ones that will be discussing this and voting on it for the next fiscal year. We do have some tentative scheduled dates for budget workshops in July and August, and then is still needed in September. There is not a set tax rate because we do not get the certified tax rolls from the county until the very end of July. So as this is, it's just proposed, and it's really not with a tax rate set other than what we already know right now. But with appraisals going up, that'll force your tax rate to go down to compensate for that, to stay under the revenue cap. You have a general and utility fund financial highlights at the beginning of each one. This proposed budget will be uploaded onto the city's website for the public to view sometime tomorrow. It includes a cost of living increase, merit pay, also the annual increase. We don't know yet for health insurance. So that's a guess, as well as our additional contributions to the retirement system. You will also see attached to your agenda the upcoming tentative calendar to consider a tax rate and how you adopt that tax rate, along with the public hearings that will be required on August 28th. And like I said, this is just me giving you the budget to meet that stipulation in the city charter. Thank you.
Okay, sir. And Mr. Manager, we're not taking any action on the budget tonight. We will have further discussion at the workshops.
At workshops and during regularly scheduled council meetings, these will be specific items too.
Okay.
And then, depending on how you set the tax rate goes with the need for the public hearings.
Okay.
When are the workshops? Set those dates.
I know we've set the July one.
July 24th, I think, is the next one.
July 20th. It wouldn't be on that schedule. That's the council schedule.
Okay.
Not a special workshop schedule.
Okay. But July 24th.
I think that's right. Yeah. Okay. We can talk a little bit more on the next item. So thank you, Mr. Manager, for giving us the proposed budget here. Item number four is the discussion and consider action on setting the date, time, and place to conduct the required public hearing on the proposed 23-24 annual budget. Motion to discuss, please.
Make a motion to discuss it.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
Catch up with you. On this one, we're asking for the proposed public hearing, the public hearings on the proposed budget to be August 28th at 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall.
Okay.
That's the same as one of our council meetings.
Correct. It always falls on this. Well, depending on the calendar counts and all, but
okay.
Most of all the time it falls during a regular call of council.
So just to be clear, on this item, we are setting the date for the public hearing and nothing else.
And nothing else.
Okay. Council, any discussion on this date or any discussion on what we're doing? Not what we're doing, but what we're doing to set the date. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve August 28th at the regularly scheduled City Hall, City Council meeting at City Hall to have the public hearing on the budget. All right. Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The motion carries unanimously, and August 28th has been set as the date for the public hearing on the proposed budget. Thank you all very much. We have some homework to do before the next one. So. Item number five is discussion and consider action to approve a contract amendment with STV Incorporated, successor in interest by acquisition of CPNY Incorporated for additional construction, administration, and resident project representative services for the Fairway Gravity Sewer Replacement Phase 3 in an amount not to exceed $162,760 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss this issue.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This has to do with the final phase of the sewer project that started here behind City Hall and will run and complete itself there about Highway 84. They are probably at 40% complete. For whatever reason, their method and means is for them to decide. But their contract date ended March, fair to say, March of this year. And so when you signed the original contract with the engineer, these costs were calculated in. And since the contract's going longer than expected, they are incurring additional costs. That's why you have liquidated damages in your contract, because Since they didn't complete it in a timely manner and the city's receiving additional costs, we sit down with them and discuss these liquidated damages and additional costs and have the expectation of them reimbursing the city for that. But to continue to have construction administration and the project representative, which is LD, the inspector on the project, they will incur additional costs to complete this, as well as, I can argue, the staff will, as well as our project manager, Ms. Carroll, that goes out in the field and visits with the citizens. So all those costs will be detailed back to the contractor at the closeout part, and we will negotiate to settle these additional expenses. But for them to continue doing their work, we have to extend the contract amendment of 162-760. And like I said at the end, they've been put on notice about this from CPNY. Mr. Shaw has received the documentation on this, and we fully expect to sit down and have a nice discussion at the end of the project, which will probably go into the spring, Mr. Davidson?
Correct.
At the progress they're making, although they have added an additional crew on the job, I would say it's probably going to go at least another eight or 10 months.
Man.
So I'm just asking for you to authorize to continue the services and add the additional money, which we expect to negotiate and receive back on the backside of the contract. This does not increase the total cost of the work Daguerre is doing. It's just Daguerre is causing us to incur more costs.
We're going to get that money back.
Sue that money.
Didn't they have in the agreement, if they didn't make the timeline, that it was going to be a penalty for them?
That's the liquidated damages.
Okay.
But it's not like.
But we don't get it until
if it says. I'm just saying, if it says $1,000 a day, you don't get $1,000 a day. Mm-hmm. I'll defer to David to correct me if I'm wrong. You have to prove up your cost or your inconveniences.
Well, respectfully, I would defer this to an executive session because I don't want Daguerre listening in on how we intend to pursue remedies under the contract.
What was the total of the contract for phase three? Does anybody know?
I'd have to look it up and report it back to you to get the right number.
Okay. I was thinking we had a little bit of room for these contingencies, and that's why I was asking.
Well, it sounds like, just reading between the lines, it sounds like we're going to get these funds
hopefully
at the end.
Correct.
Yeah.
Of course, phase two was a difficult issue.
No, I know.
It got nasty and didn't work out quite well.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yes. But at the same time, there's not much you can do about it because this has to be covered. So, you know, no matter what, money has to be spent.
It's a big chunk of change up front. That's why I was. But we still have 8 or 10 months left on the project.
Well, to if that's heartburn to you, this won't be an automatic payout. They will bill us over the remaining 60% of the project to collect the 162. Mm-hmm. They're just telling you this is what it's going to take to get you to the end.
Okay.
So it could be less.
No,
that's what they're estimating.
sorry,
it's an estimate. But you're right, it's probably not going to be less.
Any other discussion?
I'm glad we have liquidated damages.
Yeah,
absolutely. That they were included in the contract in standard form, but. I've seen contracts where they didn't have liquidated damages.
Oh, when will we know what those liquidated damages amounts are?
And you stop us if we're getting into great
territory. I would say it would probably be after an executive session with Mr. Shaw.
Well, I can say this. I mean, the contract itself is public. It's a $250 a day liquidated damages. The question is how many days beyond their scheduled endpoint, how many days are they going to take to finish. So that's not something we can calculate on the front end. We'd have to pursue that. And again, because of the nature of deciding what contract remedies the city wants to pursue is one, you wouldn't want to have that conversation with DeGuerra sitting in the room with you.
Sure.
So we would, I would ask that we defer that to a future executive session and talk at length there if we need to.
Mr. Shaw, I'm wondering, I don't want to delay this project anymore, but I'm wondering if we should have our executive session first before we take action on this item, just so we're clear on what we're authorizing.
That's certainly up to the council, and it's your decision if you want to defer this item to the future, but
July's not an issue.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been talking with, I'm going to have to get used to saying STV. CPNY, I haven't been talking with on this contract. This is just their piece to keep the engineering piece running smoothly.
I don't want to delay it anymore, but I'm just thinking this is a big chunk of change. I want to make sure we know what we're doing first.
Well, at the same time, if we say no, I don't see how we can say no.
Well, just so we understand what we're sure. authorizing. Because we can't, some of it we can't discuss openly here. So, that's just a suggestion. I want to hear what you guys think.
Would they stop work until we're able to okay this?
Because we're talking about roughly 30 days.
I know. I don't.
Would they stop completely?
We don't want the engineer to walk on this job or stop working on this job.
Agreed.
I want my inspector out there working, and they're working at risk right now is basically what it is. When the time of the contract ran out, they're still working, and we're paying, they're racking up a fee, but they've hit the end of their fee, and so Scott's bosses are basically telling him, hey, we need more money. I don't think they will. I mean, these guys are good. They've been very loyal to us, but at the end of the day, that would be the concern.
I believe our next meeting would be on July 10th.
That's right. Go ahead.
I think that we go ahead and go with the amendment because the standard fare is not something that isn't typically handled in this fashion.
Okay.
And so you go ahead and do, and then you true up at the end because there are a lot of different things that come in to play when you're talking about liquidated damages and things of that nature. So in order to...
I was just going to say, if it puts your mind at better ease, we do have a retainage on this contract of 5%. So... there's a chunk of money that would cover this that's withheld from their contract.
Oh, okay.
We've got a lot more
okay.
yes.
than what we're talking about.
And we haven't used that yet.
No, that's just, we've been withholding that as the contract goes along. So.
I see.
So that should be somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000.
Correct.
Okay, that makes me feel much better. Thank you.
So is there really any point in deferring to
an
executive session?
No,
I
don't think
with
so.
That information, you just make it happen and see what happens.
Yeah. Do you need a motion on that?
Yes. Thank you for providing that info. I didn't know that. Yes, Mrs. Gilman, if you'd like to make a motion for it.
What am I making a motion for?
We're going to authorize the city manager to execute the $162,000.
We authorize to approve the contract amendment with STV, the successor to the interest by acquisition for CPNY, for additional construction, administration, and resident project representative services for the Fairway Gravity Sewer Replacement Phase 3 in an amount to exceed 100.
Not to.
It doesn't say not.
It does not say not.
Mine does. It says not.
Ours does not under staff recommendation.
Okay. In an amount not to exceed $162,760 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection with therewith.
Is that good? Will that work?
That was well said.
Okay. Thank you. I'll second that motion. Thank you, Councilwoman Gilman, for that. All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you all. All right, item number six is discussion and consider action to renew participation in the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District for the term running October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2028, and authorizing the mayor to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Seconded. Thank you all. Mr. City Manager, your comments on number six, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. For the past 5 years, you have been, and maybe longer, but I know the current contract is expiring with a five-year life with the McLennan County Public Health District, and it is a participant list of several cities in the county providing services throughout all county and city residents. You are currently paying $3 per capita, and as you see, the increase will go in years 1 through 5 from $3.35 to $4.75, as outlined in your packet. And so this is doing two things. It's renewing the current services and agreement, but also agreeing to annual increases moving forward. So I'm presenting this to you for consideration, but if you approve it, you will be approving annual increases over the next 5 years from $3.35 to $4.75 incrementally.
Over 5 years, over 50% increase. Inflation is hitting that one too. What does this give us, the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District?
Well, it's really patient-driven, and it's services of that patient, which I wouldn't know what services they're given.
And are we talking about a Waco citizen that goes into the hospital would get something?
No, I would say more like vaccines, education or services, maybe diabetes or other.
I see.
Healthcare issues.
Is there any cities in McLennan County that's not participating in this? Looks like all of them that says it's serving, but.
I would have to check that record.
It says Leroy is historically non-funding. I'm not sure that means they do not participate.
I think there's. You look back here on the signature pages. If you're asking me who's being asked to renew, it's Hewitt, Lacey Lakeview, Lorena, McGregor, March, Moody, Riesel, Robinson, Ross, West, and ourselves.
Do we know?
Along with the county.
Do we know if all of those are funding members?
Those are all current funding members.
Okay.
Looks like Leroy says historically non-funding, but that's a tiny little. In the city of Ross has more people. No, has less people. Okay.
Any other discussion? Any other questions? Any public comments on this item? Yes, ma'am.
A rookie on this issue. I really don't know anything about it. Can you give me an idea of how many of, so we, the, oh, I'm sorry, Barbara Tipton, 416 Woodfall Drive. Is that a per head of the citizens of Woodway that we write a check to? Okay. Do we know how many of our citizens actually utilize that? Why not?
Is that protected? Is that protected
information? I think it's likely protected under HIPAA.
Yeah.
Just healthcare records are protected.
I don't understand what.
I would think that would be an aggregate figure with no private information.
Right.
Yeah, some of them would have individuals that you're asking for, just how many Woodway citizens.
Yeah. That would be my question.
And
yeah,
it's a good one.
You may get some information like on Well Baby. Type of activity. So I participated in a couple of those meetings. And so they have things like Well Baby, where you can get some general aggregate information, like how many people, whether or not they're Woodway residents and things of that nature. But you also, they do other services like mosquito abatement. And so they will go and spray different areas for mosquitoes. So little ditches and things of that nature. So they do that throughout McLennan County. So that part you wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to find out, well, how much is a McLennan resident or a Woodway resident is actually using. But Well Baby or something like that, you should be able to get that type of information if you were to ask McLennan County Health Department.
Just our total bite would go from $28,149 to $44,569. Like I said, it's over a 50% increase in 5 years. So, you know, if we approve it, we're committed. But at the same time, when you look at the other cities, and of course, I don't know if anybody else is having the same discussion.
Yeah, I'm sure they are because of the increase. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm also sure we have people who are dependent on these services that they're offering. So I don't want to hurt those people by cutting it.
Do we have any history of what it's been in the past?
Yes, it looks like in the 20. Well, actually, I just have from now to 28.
Yeah, I don't know if it's went up in the past.
Projection.
But this current year was 28,149.
For a population of 9,383.
Yeah. Just so I'm clear, this contract's been in place for 5 years already?
Yes. Yeah, we'll
okay. But it has not had any yearly increases.
I think it has had two increases towards the end of this five-year period. I'd have to research that, but I think it's gone up twice, but I have to research to give you an answer.
Is this a time sensitive approval? Needs to be done at a certain time or by a certain time?
Let's see what the letter says here.
Yeah, I was just looking through that too.
I don't think they
September,
would have a problem if you have questions and want to table it.
September 30th is when the agreement expires.
And they want an answer by August 18th, is what it looks like. So,
I wouldn't mind getting a little bit more information from citizens just in case somebody has an issue.
What would you like?
It also says records of the district shall generally be made available to the public except under those conditions where Public Information Act or privacy laws specifically provide an exemption from the general rule that all records of governmental bodies are public records. So we could likely find out more about how much it's utilized, but
not down to the user level.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. Just in general.
What would you like?
Oh, I'm thinking maybe the 24th.
Well, no, your information you would like me to ask for.
Sure.
What?
What do y'all think of the information needs to be? How many citizens?
I'd like to know if we can get an aggregate number per city of the individuals who actually utilize these resources.
For our city?
Yeah, for our city in particular. But it would be interesting also, I mean, if the figures are available, to know how that relates vis-a-vis other cities percentage-wise.
If we're using very little, and let's say we were talking about these other cities, we're using it a lot.
Right.
And are we paying a
large percentage? Are we subsidizing, in other words?
Just for argument's sake, let's say McGregor might be using it a lot.
Yeah.
And exactly.
So you want our numbers and try to get other cities?
Well, if it's just as easy to get ours and it is to get other cities, yes, it would be useful to have that information so we could do a comparative analysis of how much we're contributing relative to other cities and their populations.
I think I would also like to know what are we losing by not
there you go.
By not re-upping with them.
That's great too.
And do we have the ability to say we would do it under a smaller amount of money?
Negotiate with them.
Negotiate, you know.
Yeah.
the numbers, just...
We'll ask.
To know that.
I guess the next question that I had is...
What you're asking is going to push numbers to increase to the other cities.
Yeah, that's what's
happening. If we don't do our part.
Yeah, if you don't do your per capita part, you're going to push an increase. So reverse that role, and would you accept those numbers?
Yeah.
So I don't think asking to negotiate the numbers is a fair ask, because you're going to push that cost to other cities.
A lot of times in these, but I mentioned...
Hold on. You had a question?
Oh, I forgot it already.
I mentioned well-being because that was just one of the things that I personally participated in. But there are a lot of things that the health department does that is, generally speaking, they know how much money they want to expend on the work that they do. And so they just have a prorated share for everyone. And trying to find out, well, how much does it cost a Woodway resident to have mosquito abatement is going to be next to impossible. And so what they're really doing, to be quite honest with you, they know what their cost is, and they're just passing that cost along to everyone in Marion and McClellan County.
Equally.
And that's what they're doing. And just like Sean said, if we negotiate and somehow are successful, all that's going to do is going to raise the price for someone else, because they have a budget. And they know what they do on an annual basis as far as the work is concerned.
Here's an important question. Why is Waco not on this list?
They're a contributor. There's a footnote on there, but they're in it because they're the ones that put the agenda together and participate.
So they're paying the same rate?
I think they're paying more, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they're probably paying more because they're including all of their operating costs. Part of that's going to go toward
whatever.
What would be interesting to know is if they did have a breakdown, and I don't know if they have it, as to what are the general services that they're providing. I know they do mosquito abatement for the entire county. And I know as a citizen, I don't know if you all know this or not, but if you have a little pond or something like that, they have mosquito dunks at the health department. You can go there and pick them up for free. And you can throw them into your little pond, and it helps, you know, kill off the mosquito larva. So those are the kinds of things that they do. They pick up things that we might not pick up in certain areas, such as old tires and things of that nature. So there are things that they might do that, and I can't tell you specifically what they pick up, but there are things that I do know that they do that affect and impact the entire county that we might not see on a day-to-day basis.
Tires usually come under the hazard of trade waste deal.
Hazardous waste is through City of Waco, solid waste department.
And I usually have to wait if I end up with some red hazards and get the tires and have to wait on that day to do that. So if they have a better way of doing it, I'm not going to find out.
Now, in terms of our concern, $37,000, the amount that they're requesting is a significant amount, but our estimated budget is almost $11,200,000. So this is what percentage of our total budget? 1%?
It's very small. Yeah.
Very small. So, you know, perhaps we've given enough time to this amount to either go ahead and approve because of the problems that would be incident to not approving.
I'm just primarily interested in, you know, the equitable distribution of costs here relative to the population that uses the resources. That's why I asked for only those figures. And really, with those figures alone, you should be able to determine whether, you know, there is an outsized issue here or not. And yeah, maybe it is all pretty homogenous and we're all pretty much in the same boat, but, you know, it'd be nice just with that simple information, you could assess much more easily.
This,
why don't we
also
do this?
This also says City of Waco equals current fiscal year times percent increase of city's increase.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we give city staff some time to get the answers to this question? to these questions. We still have time by July 10th to, if that's enough time, to get the answers.
I think that would be fine. So the question or the number of residents for the city of Woodway and other cities, if they'll give it, and what happens to our citizens if we do not bring that.
And it would be really great to include the city of Waco in that, too.
Yeah, that's what you
do.
And if they have a shop, if they have a general list of the type of services that are being provided for this amount.
The main advantage I'm looking for is a lot of the citizens, just in case they go, oh, no, we shouldn't, or, oh, yeah, why didn't you do it? Let us know a little bit more about it.
Yeah, definitely if we have people who are dependent on it.
I'd like to go back to a comment that Russell made, David made, about it being a 50% increase. How is that being projected that in 5 years it'll be 50% more expensive today? I mean, I realize some of that's just what it is, a projection based on cost of living, based on what do they base that on? What do they base that increase on?
All I know is there was a subcommittee of the participants. Each city has a representative there. There was a subcommittee. They went over the contract. They went over the numbers. This is what they're proposing.
Yeah, they said it was in an effort to rectify the revenue inequality amongst funding members. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could...
The city of Waco will continue to bear all financial responsibility for any additional budgetary increases in capital costs associated with the health district's facilities.
Would you like me to ask to have a representative from that group or from the health district be here for questions for the next meeting?
Wouldn't hurt. If they are equipped to answer some of those questions.
Let's do that.
Just have someone come out.
Because by the next meeting, I would like to have all the information we need to move forward on this. Yeah. So
they might refer to you as Mayor Gibson. Did you see that?
I saw that. They scratched it out.
They did.
They scratched it out. They're saving money.
I guess they
don't want to retype all these letters. All right, Mr. Manager, do you have what you need?
I got what I need. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What do you need us to say?
July 10th. If anybody would like to make a motion, just state that we are tabling this until...
I'll make a motion to table this until we get the proper amount of information.
Let's say by July 10th.
It should be postponed.
Okay.
It
should be
postponed. Postponed instead of table, because table means just laying and picking it back up.
Okay. You prefer postpone. So... Mr. Keeston, could you repeat what you just said, but instead of table, say
yes,
postpone.
Is there a particular date for the next meeting?
Let's do July 10th.
July
10th.
10th, thank you. Yes, I make a motion that we table this issue until we get the appropriate...
Postpone, not table.
Yeah,
after
you had the words postpone and not table.
Oh, postpone.
Can I propose an amendment? That we go on ahead and approve participation, and then develop those numbers later. Because not approving makes it difficult for us to move on to our next subject.
Well, we have a motion in action right now. If you would like to vote nay to Mr. Keeson's motion, you could do that.
Okay.
Or we have a motion in motion, so. Yeah. So
motion in motion.
Yeah.
In motion.
Okay.
For July 10th.
Thank you. Is that good, Donna?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All,
right. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
No.
Okay. One nay. So the motion carries, and we will postpone further discussion until the July 10th meeting. Thank you all. Okay. We're moving on to item number 7 now, which is discussion and consider action on purchasing a Chevrolet Tahoe in an amount not to exceed $37,071 from Caldwell Country Chevrolet under the cooperative purchasing agreement with Byboard, and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. May I have a motion to open this up for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open it for discussion.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. City Manager, your comments on this one, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We had a fleet accident in April where an officer was ending a pursuit, and as he was ending it, had a fleet accident. An outside agency investigated this accident and found the officer at fault. What happened was when the adjuster came out, the damage to the police vehicle was so costly that he totaled the fleet vehicle, and we're having to replace it with available funds within the Public Safety Department. So we're just here to get authorization because the expenditure is for you to authorize for the $37,000, which would make up the difference between the award of the adjustment, which was $28,850 to get the new purchase, rig it and stripe it to put it back on the street. This is an item that we really can't wait for because it was a unit we used almost daily in patrol, and to wait would put it into October. I think Chief Khalil has found an exact unit with the right color scheme and all, and just needs your authorization to be able to make the purchase.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. The city is asking us to approve the purchase of the Chevy Tahoe for the Public Safety Department. Is there any discussion from council on this? Is the officer okay?
Is he? Everybody's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Good. All right. Any further discussion on this?
Sounds like it's a need.
Okay. Great. Any public comments? Okay, there being none, I'll entertain a motion on approving this this purchase.
I'll make a motion to approve the expenditure for the Tahoe. Do I need to read the exact?
If you could read the dollar amount, please.
That's the main part.
Make a motion on purchasing a Chevrolet Tahoe in an amount not to exceed $37,071 from Caldwell County Chevrolet under the cooperative purchasing agreement with Byboard, and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Keeson. Thank you, Mr. Russell. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. The purchase is approved. Thank you all very much. Okay, we're moving on to our consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. City Manager, any comments on the consent agenda?
One item, and it was a sealed bid that we asked from companies to provide for the Woodway Acorn well pump station improvements, which were really to reconstruct a new building on site for all our chemical and electrical feed to the site and the SCADA system also. The problem was the sealed bids came in more than we budgeted for. Lowest bid was $1,057,000, and so staff is asking to reject these two bids and to go out for sealed bids again and see if we can get better quotes or more interested parties and be more competitive.
To ask questions, I need to pull that out.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm about to ask if anybody wants an item pulled out. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, you have the consent agenda before you. Are there any items that you'd like moved for separate discussion?
I'd like to pull out 8B as in void.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Donna, we are moving 8B for separate discussion. Council, I'll entertain a motion to approve item 8A as stated in the consent agenda.
I move that we approve item 8A as stated in the agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda, item 8A, is approved as written. Thank you all. All right, next item is item 8B, as in boy, discussion and consider action on rejecting all proposals in response to the bid invitation issued for request for proposal number 23-02, the City of Woodway Acorn Well Pump Station Improvements. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
It's been moved. Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Manager, any further comments on this
one? No.
I was just wanting to know, that's the one on Waskey, is that correct? Or which, where is that one?
Acorn is right up there off of States. You go down Acorn to the dead end.
Okay. Oh, that's right up of the State.
I know what you're talking about now. I just remember we were talking about one on Boston and we just going to do some work on it, and I didn't know if that was the same one.
Different.
Oh, okay. That was the main thing I just wanted to know, just in case any of the citizens had questions.
Fair. Yep. Good. Any other questions on this item, John?
So what was the difference in the bid price as opposed to the budget?
I think we budgeted $600,000 or $700,000.
So it was way off.
I want to say the budget is about $600,000. So
it was
$1,157,000 was the lowest.
Was quite a bit off.
Yes, sir.
And a good budget contract. For six.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I definitely we can go back up and see if they sharpen the pencil a little
bit. Mr. Russell, did you have any other questions?
No, that was it. Just location.
Great. Council, any other questions on item 8B? Okay, if there's no further discussion, are there any public comments? Okay, if there's no further comments, yes, sir. If you wouldn't mind stating your name, please, for the record. Thank you.
Gary Gilman on Broughton. The question is, in the bids, something must have driven the higher bids. Have you reviewed the projected or the specifications to say what was there something in there that caused the bid to go crazy? Because I was a buyer for years. That is crazy. So I would say review the specifications to see if there's something in it that drove the bid in a particular way. Because everybody evidently was bidding real high.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, sir. Okay. If there's no other comments, no other discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item 8B, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the rejection of all bids.
I'll second that.
Okay. Is that enough, Donna?
I think we want to include it in the rebidding of the project.
All right.
Okay. So
could you just clarify with
sure.
Approve
the rejection of the proposal of the request of to bid invitation issued on request proposal of number 23-2 City of Woodway Acorn Well Pump Station, and what was it that you wanted?
I'm gonna ask that we refrain from that because that's not what we're posted for. This is purely to reject the existing bids.
We're just rejecting. Right. Okay.
Okay. So just that's perfect.
Just
that's
what perfect I did.
That's right.
Okay.
So Mr. Russell has moved.
Second.
It's been seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. All right. Moving on. Item number 10 is our Hear Visitors section. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may be heard by the council on any matter which is not listed as a separate item on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address before beginning your comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The timer will be on the TV up here on the wall. Under Texas law, the council and staff are not allowed to enter into a discussion with you or among themselves during this meeting, or take any action other than to provide specific factual information or a recitation of existing applicable policy and or discuss whether to place the matter on a future council agenda. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I'll open the Hear Visitors section at 6:20 p.m. Are there any visitors who would like to address council at this time? Yes, sir. Please state your name.
Yes, sir. I'm Richard Hess, 7600 Old McGregor. And primary one thing I wanted to do was just to thank the council because you allowed me to buy the house that happened to be Carly Bright's, which your city owned. And I have been able to enjoy that across the street for my children. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I want to be a very valued part of this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time? Yes, sir. Please state your name.
Bruce Hamlin, 1507 Wandering Trail. Don't start the clock yet. I have handouts for homework here.
I'm going to pause it.
Alphabetical here. This is for you, working on.
Nice.
Thank you. I spliced these together using my own printer, copier, and so I'm here. As I did, this will be my second annual year to come and bag, challenge, whatever, to get the homestead exemption for the regular people. And that's the purpose of my speaking today. So basically, what I've given you is your own little kit. So this is the last page from the property tax section of the Texas Comptroller's website. And then the second article appeared in the Waco Trib, and it's from Texas Tribune, but it's kind of a nutshell of the life history of tax exemptions, et cetera, et cetera. That was dated May 17th, okay. Since then, the legislature has met. The House, as I understand, voted to have all this stuff put into action. The Senate sat on it or shot it down. The session expired, so the governor immediately called a new special session to address vouchers and homestead exemption, as I understand it. So you guys probably know more than I do. But what I'm saying, well, first of all, happy birthday, Amin. Turned 40. 40.
You don't have to bring it up. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that just leads me to, if you wait 25 more years, you will be able to get your over 65 exemption and save $200 if you can make it that long. So, seriously, when I first moved here, and I love Woodway and all this, but everywhere that I've lived, an automatic, you know, the general residence homestead exemption was given, okay? When I got here, I was surprised that it wasn't. So I talked to Mr. Zachary, and the reason he gave me was, well, we believe in treating everybody the same. And I thought, what does that mean? Well, anyway, so I've got some facts, and, you know, I'm going to run out of time here, but maybe somebody will lend me some minutes. But anyhow, so there's two types of exemption. There's the general residence homestead, which is for the school districts, and that's a mandatory deal. The state makes that mandatory, and it's $40,000, which is the chart I've got. Now, the rest of the exemptions are at local option.
I'm going to give you another 30 seconds because you were handing out papers.
Local option is you guys. Okay, so, and they're talking about maybe even if the legislature does it, raising the school exemption to $100,000. But what I'm saying is let's jump on it. Okay, you guys were good enough to give it to the over 65 people last year, and we ran into a time crunch because it had to be July and we didn't have the numbers and all that stuff. So what I do is just asking your indulgence to set the mechanics in motion, whether whatever the procedure is, to get the everyday, you know, the general homestead for people of whatever age. So that's where I want to go at the end of this. So real quick.
Okay. Mr. Hamlin, we're
you got to go. Okay. Darn, I had a couple of statistics here too, but so anyway, then
Thank you for the summary,
let's get her done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Anybody else to address council at this time? Thank you all very much for your comments. I see no other visitors who wish to address council, so I'll close the Hill Visitors section at 6:25 p.m. Thank you very much. We're moving on to item number 11, City Manager's Report. These are briefings or updates from our City Manager regarding services, administrative personnel matters, real estate development, infrastructure, events, regulations, community, and intergovernmental relations issues. Over to you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just a few comments really on the place where we're at right now with the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan and Highway 84 corridor work being done by Kimley Horn. We recently met with Kimley Horn representatives, and they do have some additional work to their contract since the chemistry, since the election, and there's new people on council and on the committees, so they're having to duplicate some of their work. So they will be sending a revised engagement plan for us, and I'll look at that later when I receive it. We have updated all the information for the newsletter, flyers. You can see that there are now information boards in all city buildings. We've updated the information on the city's website about the survey and the information that Kimley Horn has collected and will be collecting. Our next public input meeting is Thursday, July 27th, here in this room. Time, I think, is tentatively 4 to 6.
6 to 8.
6 to 8, thank you. They are still working with getting some stakeholder interviews completed. The website also includes the public meeting recap, as well as some other information. We have also had staff post this information on Facebook, Instagram. It'll be in the newsletter that is currently being finished and will be sent to the printers for mail out later on. We will continue to update the website as Kimley Horn provides us with new or additional information. Thank you. Oh, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't, or if you decide to go to the Boards and Commission banquet on June 22nd, please RSVP with Donna Barkley by June 15th.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Any questions for our city manager on his report? All right. Very good. Moving on. Thank you, Mr. Manager, for those comments. Moving on to item number 12 is our city council reports. Briefings or updates may be provided regarding city council committee and liaison assignments. Does anybody have any reports that they'd like to share with council?
The Parks and Rec Commission, our last meeting did not make quorum, so it did not happen.
Didn't make, okay.
Yeah.
You have one in July?
No, we'll meet again
August.
In August.
But each individual member was sent an email giving the opportunity to provide feedback for this upcoming budget season, so that if there's anything that they would like to let us know that they feel like is something that should be considered, they were given that opportunity. But again, individually, not like as a group, so it's not a walking quorum. It was one-to-one, so.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that report. So we'll,
and there is a ribbon cutting coming for
July 14th. We are cutting the ribbon on our new park equipment.
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
That's a Friday.
Great. Just a couple of updates from me. Please come to our July 4th parade that we're having. Pastor Abby will be there again at your location, so thank you again for letting us launch from there. Does anybody know what time we start, though? Chief?
9 a.m.
At 9. Okay, perfect. So we can line up maybe
beforehand. Usually 8:45 is when we start lining up, and then we perfect. Take off at 9.
Perfect. So everybody, please join us for the July 4th parade. It is an awesome parade.
Free snow cones.
Free snow cones, yeah.
No.
Sure.
Yeah. And also, I think, can we go ahead? Yep, yeah. Go ahead.
You reminded me, I'm going back to my comments. There will be an information booth at the July 4th parade, staffed by a member of Kimberly Horn to answer any questions about this Woodway Forward project.
That's great. Great. Always a great turnout. No problem. Thank you, sir. So the July 4th parade is coming up. And then the only other thing I wanted to share with everybody, in case you were interested, June 14th is Flag Day. So if you, I know we're going to be showing our flags on July 4th, but June 14th is officially Flag Day, so be sure to show your colors, show your pride. All righty. Yes, sir.
I do have a question about P&Z. We haven't had a meeting since April 11th. Last year we had 18 meetings. This year we've had 5, 6, if you count that do-over meeting. Is business off that much, or has there been any changes? What's going on?
I haven't heard.
We only schedule those when there's something to come before the P&Z. So.
It's just we're at a third of what we was last year. So it kind of makes me wonder if the economy is starting to hit that sector.
That could very likely be it, but if there's no business to discuss, we're not going to ask anybody to come.
No, just I just agree. Meet. I just kind of wanted to make sure that's the reason.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other reports before we move to adjourn? Wonderful. Thank you all for those reports. Item number 13 is consider action on adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Been moved.
Seconded.
Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All right, we are adjourned. 6:32.